In Jakarta, the number of two-wheeled vehicles has reached an all-time high at almost 3.3 million, so high that officials are running out of license plate numbers for motorcycles, mopeds, and motor scooters. Probably one of the most familiar two-wheeled sights in Jakarta is one that comes from a faraway place, the classic Italian Vespa. Kelly McEvers sent this audio postcard.
Owning a Vespa here is not just a question of style. It's a question of affiliation. And Saturday night is the night to honk your horn and pledge your allegiance. It starts at midnight. Dozens of motor scooter clubs gather at Monas, a huge obelisk in central Jakarta that symbolizes Indonesia's independence in 1945. Any kind of bike can have a club. Suzuki, Yamaha, Kawasaki.
Honda.
But none is quite as cool as the Vespa. The signature leg shield up front, and the sound of the two-stroke engine are hard to beat. My guide is Wen, the commissar of Indonesia's 140 official Vespa clubs. Wen introduces me to his Vespa,
Valentine
Pinky.
Scooter. This is my bike. I left my scooter. Yeah, because my scooter, I give scooter names. It's a Pinky. It's very sweet, yeah. From 1965.
Indonesia didn't import Vespas from Italy like most other countries do. In the late 1960s, it opened a factory and started manufacturing its own. By the 80s, sales skyrocketed. Indonesians were attracted to the Vespa's sturdy steel frame and its low price. But by the 90s, Japanese bikes undercut the Vespa's price in Asia. Now it's just a point of pride to own one and to trick it out with accessories. Wen's bike, Pinky, is your classically simple Vespa. Others are out of control. Studded leather saddlebags, windshields in the shape of Batman wings, mermaids airbrushed onto the body, and stereos to rival any high school auto shop project. But it's no American graffiti here. Guys come solo and leave their gals at home so they can talk parts and accessories. I can't resist the oversized seat on one guy's green and yellow polka-dotted Vespa. I ask him for a ride. It's like I'm in a totally different city. There's no traffic, no congestion, only me and my dude in his black leather jacket. This mostly Muslim country is often called conservative. I don't see any signs of that tonight. Just this year, a popular film showed two gay men kissing. The latest literary craze is books about sex by women. And here, at Monas, there are clubs that exist for no other reason than to hang out and to be cool. After one turn around the monument, my escort pumps his foot-shaped brake pedal, honks, and parks. Wen and the boys are preparing to ride to a nearby mall. Wen says he wants to park Pinky at home and get a more practical Vespa for everyday trips. I ask him what color he might settle on next. He says he will probably choose the standard issue Vespa blue. Like another friend told me, that blue is the color of freedom, the color of the sky. For NPR News, I'm Kelly McEvers, Jakarta.